baby.
Can we do a segment where I just do a crying baby sound?
Aubrey, you are, because of listener requests and volume and also my love for you, you are our very first return guest.
How many episodes do you guys have?
We've done like at this point, we've done about 40.
Whoa.
Two. And you're back.
And also, Retta is here, and it's kind of an amazing Parks and Rec reunion.
We have a little mini reunion right now.
What's our thing? Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
What is our thing? What's our? I know it's jaunty. I can't think of it right now.
No, wait. Why are you singing this poor Amy?
What?
She doesn't have to go find the theme music to park.
No, not theme music. I'm queuing her for something else.
Pizza?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Pizza. No. Sorry. Yeah, you. Oh, Cassie, we're good.
I'm so mean to Sam. I'm very mean to him.
I'm just trying to help. Trying to make this thing move forward.
Aubrey.
Oh, we got a little surprise.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aubrey-licious. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy.
You're not going to wait for me to finish the song. You're just going to blow out this candle. All
right.
Oh. That's your Korean birthday song.
Anna, it's a song.
Guys. Know when my birthday is.
Sunday.
Sunday.
We all know. You and Nick.
So, Chris, why don't you come over here?
I think we should do a compliment go around for Aubrey. Oh,
all right. So Chris Pratt is joining us right now. Now we really do have a full on Parks and Recreation reunion.
There are cupcakes.
But
and
it was
I
your birthday
one.
Too. I said like happy birthday to you on television.
You did?
Yeah.
Aw, that was nice.
Yeah.
But
Aubrey was on television. The point is, Aubrey was on TV.
No. I got a whole room of people to say it.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
To what?
I don't remember.
Point is, she does so much TV shows.
It's just,
so it doesn't even
the thing about TV is like, it's so hard.
Yeah. Oh, God. Here we go.
Are these gluten-free?
They're only gluten.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Are you a Cancer or... Oh, you're a Gemini, right? You're
I'm technically on the cusp, I guess. Right. Yeah, I'm on the cusp, which is...
My brother's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, really?
He's a Cancer.
How's he doing?
He's good.
Your brother's awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
Will you guys share a little Parks and Rec if you feel like it, like nice memory? Because that show is not only brilliant, but it was ahead of its time. And I love watching reruns.
I can't think of anything good.
Did we start? Is this a thing?
It's on.
I think we started.
I can't think of anything good to say about it.
Okay, well,
can we go
it was
do a
fun,
go around of
It's terror? Over. Let's move on.
I'm gonna talk to you guys about a few things then. When you two guys started dating, I loved that it was the oddest pairing in, like, I think the history of, I don't know, cinema,
the world.
I guess, yeah. The fact that
television.
Your cynical character Aubrey of April loved sweet doofus Andy Dwyer, and I know we've talked a little bit about this before, but the idea of you guys also in I love that Halloween episode.
Which one? Which Halloween?
Oh, was there?
We had a couple of Halloween episodes.
Okay.
The Greg Pakaitis episode?
I like it when you were the wrestler.
The one where we're like making out and I have my hand on Adam's face. Or
yes.
All three of us are.
I was the
that
cop.
That was a fun episode.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'll tell you something from that episode. So that was the episode that I had to stand near the door when Rob comes in, when Chris Traeger comes in. And so, you know, they just place extras around you before... You start the scene, and there was the kid who basically was like supposed to be naked and then had the pizza box and supposedly is
like, there's a kid that supposed to be naked?
Yeah, I mean, his costume
was. I love how you guys sort of experimented with pedophilia.
No, he wasn't a kid. He wasn't a kid. I mean, he was a kid to me because he was like.
Well, our producer 20. Was a pedophile. Yeah. His name was Morgan. Morgan Sackett.
I would like to point out that I did not call Morgan a pedophile.
Yeah. Right.
I love Morgan, and I want to work with Morgan for the rest of my life.
I do too. That's right. It was Aubrey.
And me too.
Despite the fact that he is a registered sex offender.
He is. Watch out.
In
watch
multiple
your
counties, he's still a really good line producer.
Everybody keep
he
your
just
eye on those
gets
kitties.
Shit done.
He's on Veep right now, and I feel bad about that. But
yeah, some of the things he
definitely
gets done.
Need some home decor done. So, babe, please keep these like connections.
Yes, I will.
Most of my memories are about fucking with Adam Scott and making him really uncomfortable. Like, do you remember that time when we were all sitting at the dinner? I think it was at your wedding, maybe, and there was that like brisket or something that he really wanted to eat.
Oh yeah,
really bad.
Yeah, that's right.
I wasn't at the table, so
they would pass this thing, or they kept passing like. Adam really wanted this brisket, and it was a prop brisket.
But it was actually really good.
It was really good meat, and Adam was so hungry. Mm-hmm. And they would pass the brisket and to Aubrey, and then Aubrey to pass it to Adam. They were doing like little bites or something. Mm-hmm. And the first time they did it, right as Aubrey was about to give it to Adam, she ate the brisket. And he was like, oh, God damn it, Aubrey. And so it was a funny beat. And then she did it. Every single time.
Like 7 times.
She ate, and then he never got any
and
of the
he never
biscuit.
Got to eat it.
It's very it mean was, and funny.
You are, you really have, funny. You're known for your cruelty.
I am. I just get some kicks out of but wait, Rita, hurting other people.
I know that, but wait, I want to hear about you as a cop.
Oh, so I was like sexy cop, whatever. Sexy. Sexy only because I had on red lipstick. But I was a cop, and then they had this kid.
I see your
this
tits.
20-year-old kid who was supposed to be like, he's supposed to look naked, so he had on like a skin tone jumpsuit. But then he had a pizza box, supposedly where his penis was in the box, and you know, and he was opening. But he kept doing the joke like it was funny every time
this
to me.
This was on our show?
Yes.
What?
Yes. You guys were further back, so you didn't see him. It was when...
You were
he was like a background
cop?
Guy?
Yeah, he was like background guy. Oh. To the point where I had to ask them to move him elsewhere because I was like, enough with you flashing me with your fake penis in the box.
It is. You're right, though, Retta. You're tapping into something when somebody thinks that a joke...
is funny 30 times in a row?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And I...
A lot of extras.
Yeah.
30 times.
And they'll really, I mean, the background performers are a vital key ingredient
right.
to making a
Listen,
good
I
TV
think
show.
That I'm funny.
And I will make jokes about them
30
from time
times
to time, but it's not making
I'm
a general.
Not.
I'm not generalizing all extras, but every once in a while, there's some extras who are
and then
particularly
you have,
yeah, fucking
and
annoying.
And then you have Jim, yeah. who
will, like, adopt
accept everyone. And he gives their phone, his phone. Jim
is the nicest man on the planet.
There isn't an extra that Jim hasn't attended their wedding.
Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry, Gary, Larry. There was one gal who
No, wait. Whoa. You guys,
oh, yeah.
I love you. We're now getting into Parks and Recreation snobbery territory.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
because
it was too much. There were people, when we went to Indianapolis, a girl came. She drove to Indianapolis.
Who?
Some girl drove to Indianapolis.
Get
him? No. With drawings. And Jim was outside. Jim was outside. And she gave him the drawings and said, please give this to everyone. And Jim brought in the pictures
what
and was
a
like,
sweetheart.
She really,
he's a sweet, you know.
He is.
Too much.
He's a really, really yeah. nice
I would totally
guy.
Do that. You brought me drawings today, Retta. And I'm going to give you drawings back. I thought that. There was
yeah,
a whole drawing.
No, this is like
no, that's from ladies just standing outside of our house.
Oh, I thought
all
you
the way
wanted.
From Indianapolis.
I do think there's something fascinating about a man that thinks it's hysterical to dress up as a woman. Like, because as women, we sort of
no comment.
We're like, we sort of. Don't you think there's like you see it on, I don't know, Real Housewives of New Jersey or something, where it's like, oh, this is going to be hysterical when, you know, this 40-plus-year-old man like dresses up as a woman, and they think it is so funny. And as a woman, it's you're lazy. Looking at it and you're thinking like, all right, this is tapping into some deeper stuff that you think this is hysterical because you're also kind of getting off on it. And as women, like if we dress up on as a man, I don't know if we necessarily like
think it's funny.
Well, I think there's empowerment, of course, but I don't know if it's like, aha, this is gonna like, you know, this is gonna make my friends like bust a nut.
Not a gut, what a nut.
Yeah, but men are stupid, so that's like part of it. We're pretty dumb. That kind of stuff.
Would you, if I dressed you up as a woman, would you giggle in the mirror?
Probably. Sometimes I'll. No, I'm just kidding. I remember dressing as. I wore a dress to school in elementary school one day.
And did you?
For Halloween. And I thought it was hilarious. I was like.
I just hate
comedy.
When men dress up for Halloween as women, but it's like the laziest. Like it's like you put no effort. It was almost like I didn't have a plan and I found this dress that fits.
Yeah.
Like if
you got to put tights on.
Yeah, I feel like you have to do on. If you're going to do Halloween, do it. I don't do Halloween because I know I'm not going to put the energy in it that it deserves.
I love that.
I hate Halloween.
I'm not a fan.
Why?
And so whenever people are like, "What are you for Halloween?" I'm a black woman who doesn't like Halloween. That's what I'm dressed as right now.
I'm gonna do that one next year.
Chris, you heard it here first, folks. Chris is going to be a black woman who doesn't like Halloween.
I've really cracked the Halloween thing, and that is that
Aubrey loves Halloween.
I wear the same costume. I don't put any pressure on myself to like come up with anything clever. I wear the same costume every year. It's some version of an evil sea hag witch.
But you crush it every year. You and Jeff's
but like you
house
the time
is so
makeup.
Amazing.
Is it?
They do.
Last
they're
minute.
The ones who have like the best house on the whole block.
Will you describe your sea hag?
My character?
In costume.
Well, I have a couple things that I've kept over the years. A large, I don't know what it's called, maybe a fishing net. Some kind of thing that I got at one of those army stores. It's like an army.
Series of ropes that are tied together.
Kind of. It's like a net. I don't know what they use it for, but I just throw it over my body when I feel like
as if you were caught in the
yeah,
in the
as
sea
as if I'm like
it.
A sea witch caught in like a cave or something. And I usually I have a long gray wig, and Jeff usually does my makeup, and it's really terrifying. You've seen pictures of that.
Yes.
And then I usually go outside and I put a bunch of dirt on myself, sticks and leaves and
LA dirt or like yeah. I just want to know, is it gluten-free dirt or
yeah, it's clean dirt. Clean dirt.
Clean dirt from the base of Runyon Canyon.
Mm-hmm. I just roll around in it. I don't know. It's pretty thrown together every
but
year.
But is this character, is she angry?
Yeah, I do a bit where, like last year, we kind of set up almost like a trap for the children where we had the door open, the lights are off, we had scary music blasting out of the house, and then we had one spotlight on a bucket of candy that's like just past the doorway. So the kids walking up to the house see it, and they know they have to go past the doorway to get to the candy, and I hide behind the door, and then they come, and they come really close, and they know, like, it's always
oh my gosh, it's so
fun. Always so funny for me, because like the kids, especially when they're like 10 or 11, they're always like at that age where they're like, I'm not scared of anything, and then their kids are like, you do it, no, you go, because they know something is going to happen. And then like once they get really close to the candy and they put their hand in, I just jump up and I'm like, nah! And like I scare the shit out of them. And some of them cry, and it's like really like a, it's like fucked up. And like I've gotten in trouble by some parents before. Like I have to see through the crack of the door if the kids are too young, because if they are, I don't do it. But I really like
you,
to make them
you
cry.
Responsibly scare.
I just think Halloween, that's the one you know.
Totally,
night
there's
you can
it's
just,
delicious.
Wait, the parents get mad.
Freak out.
They see their kid walk into a house where there's a spotlight on candy, and the parents are like, "You shouldn't do that."
Well,
how about
guy,
you keep it moving?
Yeah, one guy, the kid was like, she was like little, she was like four maybe, and I didn't really clock that. And okay. He was just like, too far. You went too far, and I was like, you're right. I went too far. I'm sorry, but it's Halloween.
Here, you can have your daughter back.
But I always do a character. My witch character is kind of like, I pretend like I don't want kids to come to the house. I'm always like, stay away from me. And then I give them candy. So it's like a psychological kind of game.
Is that how you are also with like your vagina and sexuality?
Pretty much. That's how I am with everything. That's how I get all my jobs. I'm just like, I don't want it. And then I'm like, give it to me. Yeah.
I play a character with Jack that's Vanya. And
Uncle Vanya?
Auntie Vanya.
Oh.
And she's a little scary.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
Kids love it. They go crazy for it. Vanya. You will do that character for hours. It's awesome.
It is so fun, though. It's so fun. You're so right, though, Aubrey. It's really fun to scare children.
Yeah, just rattle them up a little bit. Teach them, you know, this is life, man.
It is the only good thing about Halloween. You're totally right.
It's the only night of the year that I can go out of my house and legitimately scream at the top of my lungs. And I do it all night long.
That's awesome. Okay. I can't wait. We're going to listen.
We'll bring Jack into this Halloween.
Please bring Jack. It's fun. It's like its own little Halloween horror house.
So you guys, before we get into the rest of the stuff today. I love it how Sim's getting a little... sweetly anxious.
I don't even have a mic right now, which is awesome.
Okay, so...
Wait, what was that? No one can hear you.
If you guys don't mind, Laura and Victoria?
Okay.
So, I'm Karen. Karen Sarducci. Okay. I am the CEO of Imaginarium.
Okay.
Which is one of DreamWorks' competitors, also Warner Brothers, and I'm looking for an assistant, a second assistant. Please.
What's happening is that my name is Donovan, and I'm being demoted from first assistant.
Donovan, what
to
the fuck?
Second assistant.
This is why you're being demoted, is because you have to explain shit. Now, listen.
Mm-hmm.
You have submitted your resumes.
Oh, have we?
And I'm bringing you both in for an interview at the same time, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay.
And these what's happening right now?
I would like to say that
she's
apparently...
apparently she wants
my
to...
My printer ran out of ink.
Apparently she wants to interview...
She wants to interview
two assistants at the same time, because apparently at Imaginarium Films, they cultivate a culture of competition.
Donovan? I have a short amount of time. You know I have to get on the phone with Steven immediately. All right. So let's bring in Laura. God damn it. This is why I need another assistant. Thank you. Retta. Donovan, will you please bring in...
By the way, who's this guy right here?
Oh, who are you, handsome man?
The name is also Donovan. And I heard about the job interview. I submitted my resume. I didn't hear back, so I thought I'd stop by to follow up in person.
Oh, all right. Well,
are you trying?
Do you want him in on the interview as well?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I have tears in my eyes. I'm a passionate person. I just can't believe there's somebody else named Donovan. Me, you, and Donovan McNabb. Those are the three Donovans.
Donovan, I like your gumption. Don't like how much you're talking. Aubrey, Donovan, and Retta. My Donovan can excuse
I'm
himself.
I'm also Donovan. Okay, I'm done?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I have a few questions for the three of you. First of all, I want to thank you for being here.
And thank you for having us.
Your interest in the job.
Thank you.
First of all, I would like to ask you about your passion towards the industry. Retta, would you mind going first?
I'm sorry, which industry is it? Oh, the Imaginarium. That's it. I'm passionate about film and big fan of popcorn, so I love movies.
Uh-huh. Okay, I see here that you keep records of customer interactions and transactions. What does that mean? You're a spy?
No. I take very aggressive notes when dealing with customers, and I tend to note if they are rude or not, if they are accommodating.
Do you consider yourself sort of a judgmental person?
No.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe a little bit. I mean, I feel like you need to judge people sometimes.
Okay, well, all right, we'll get back to that in a second. Aubrey,
I'll do anything for you.
I like the way I'll this do is going.
Thanks. I need a job, and I need one now.
Okay, I see that you monitor dining room to ensure optimal guest experiences.
Yeah, I do. Big deal. Someone's got to do it, and that's me. And I've been doing it for 25 years.
It says here on your resume you accurately recorded orders and partnered with team members to serve food.
I did that.
So you're proud that you were able to take someone's order at a restaurant.
Yeah, and I don't use a pen and I don't use a paper. I keep it all up in my old noggin, and I never get it wrong.
Never.
Oh, Retta?
I've been to her restaurant. She's amazing.
You could tell me 30 things that you want, and I'll get it in that order.
30?
What?
Oh, yeah. Things in a row.
I feel like...
I'll remember every 4-top, 6-top, 7-top. Throw it at me. I'll get those orders flying in. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm. So what makes you want to be a part of the movie industry?
I want to create stories, magical stories. I want to touch people's lives. I want people to understand me and what I'm all about through other characters and other worlds. I'm really into science fiction. I want to see other universes explode. And I want... I just want... to feel alive after my horrible accident. You can see I have no legs, but that doesn't stop me.
All right, Aubrey. All right, fair enough. Donovan?
Yes.
Not you.
Oh.
Second Donovan.
Yes.
Second Donovan?
Yes.
You said you submitted your resume, but you actually didn't.
Correct. Yes.
So are you essentially...
I can do a verbal resume as one of my special skills. I submitted it verbally.
Wait a minute.
But there was nobody there.
I think I've seen you outside of my house before.
That's quite possible.
By the dumpster?
I think
yes.
That was Halloween. He was trick-or-treating.
I am an associate regional marketing manager for PetSmart Incorporated. Oftentimes, I search through dumpsters to find scraps of food for my pets. There's a possibility the said dumpster in question was close to your house.
This is not exactly adding up. Will you tell me why? What is your passion towards the film industry besides outside of PetSmart?
If I'm going to be completely honest with you, which I always will. I did not know what Imaginarium was when I verbally submitted my resume.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to rescind my submission as I know nothing about films. I thought perhaps this was some sort of imaginary aquarium or terrarium. And the Imaginarium would be a place where I could imagine all my pets to be, in which case I'd have been perfect.
Donovan, I have a question for you.
I'm going to call the police.
Do you
What's
have
your question?
Any sense of ethical or moral boundaries? Because do you know what I'm about to do to Donovan the One for letting you in?
That's me?
No, I do not have any sense of ethical or moral boundaries. Mm-hmm. And
all right,
I'm curious to find out what you'll do to Donovan One.
Yes, well.
Is it something sexual?
I think you will need to apologize to Donovan One for what is about to happen to him. Now, Retta, I want to get back to you. Actually, I think you stand out to me as the most qualified candidate.
I'll have to disagree.
Aubrey,
I will not be discriminated against.
Why? Because you have no legs.
That's right.
I'm missing my pinky toes. So
I move faster
that.
Than you know, baby.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
But Aubrey, something about your tone is disingenuous. I'm wondering if maybe you cut off your legs yourself. Is that true?
Yes. It is true.
Now, let me ask you this.
Why?
Well, to be a victim, of course. All right.
I don't need legs. I don't need anything except my imagination.
For the Imaginarium.
Retta?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you are slaying it. I want you as my new Donovan all the time.
Oh my God, I want the job.
Yes. But Julie, like, I'm firing old Donovan, new Donovan. Aubrey, you were lovely, and I'm sorry for the loss of...
You're just betraying me. You think I'm a freak.
Just one more thing.
But Retta totally is job.
This is killing this bit. Do you think, did we already get a million downloads on this bit?
Donovan, yep. The second?
Yeah. Oh, we're still in it. I'm back. Yes, ma'am.
If you don't commit, you gotta quit.
It's true.
There goes both my arms.
Oh, no.
Really scared of. We gotta explore this.
Being alone in the ocean in the middle of nowhere at night.
Yeah, that is terrifying. Yep. Yep.
Absolutely. The same.
Yep, you totally win.
What was that movie? When those people were stuck? There's another one right now that's out with Blake Lively that's supposed to be creepy too. But
yeah, but like, she can see land the whole time. I saw
that
trailer.
That's even scarier to me. Because
really?
Because you can't get the people to come. The anxiety that I would have knowing that land was not far being circled by sharks and not being able to get anybody's attention.
Like, why can't they?
Sharks aren't real.
Oh, well.
I do think you're... You guys have touched on something. I like it when you do that with your lips, but touching on something, the idea of helplessness, it is terrifying. Okay, you know what? Isn't this supposed to be a funny podcast? Sim, I turn to you, Donovan.
Well, I was gonna say if we go to callers right now, I don't know how much funnier it's gonna get. Could get really depressing real quickly.
Why? Because you know the questions.
Well, I do know the questions, but I just know that these questions aren't, you know, like laugh out loud, like, hey, we're going to have a good time with helping this person, you know.
Do you think freeze or burn? Freeze or burn to death? Just really quick.
Burning.
Freezing.
What you want to do or what?
Yeah.
I'd rather freeze though.
Yeah.
Because you fall asleep.
Totally.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
You go into like a...
I could freeze it up right now.
Yeah, you fall asleep.
I'm so glad this has been educational for you, Aubrey.
I just want to learn something for once.
Wait, why do you have a look on your face?
Me?
Yeah.
I would want to burn to death.
Really?
Why? Oof.
You just like the drama. You want to scream. You want everyone to come watch.
I wouldn't scream. It'd be self-inflicted, probably to further some political cause.
Like a witch from the Crucible. Yeah. You know, that's your dream.
That is. I want to be burned alive.
Ugh, God.
I want to be falsely accused of witchcraft after having an affair with John Proctor.
Oh, yeah. An old-timey doctor.
An old-timey doctor.
But you want to go down saying, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Well, but
I just figure, feet up. Just on the off chance that there's like a lunchroom in heaven where you get to hang out based on how awesome your death was. I don't want to be one of the people who died in my sleep. I want to be like, oh, that's cool. You died in your sleep. Me and my buddy here, I burned to death. He was attacked by a tiger. Now we're going to talk about that for eternity.
And you're going to be in a cafeteria in heaven?
Yeah.
Like what? I want a good visual court on this cafeteria in
food
heaven.
Court.
Is it subsidized?
Panda Express.
It's going to be free. It's going to be free.
It's free,
and you know what? It's free, and you can eat as much as you want. And
you guys are all just going to congregate like every day, like with your
12:30. Just people who have a cool story about their
dicks out.
Yeah,
just rubbing each other's dicks together. And yeah.
Whoa!
Whatever you do in the fucking heaven cafeteria.
That is not what we would do in heaven cafeteria.
All right, Aubrey, you're totally right. They are rubbing dicks.
Wrapping your dicks around each other.
They're rubbing dicks.
So what?
Bacon
so we rub our dicks together dicks. At
they're trying to start fires.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean by rub dicks together? Like, would you rub
two guys,
rub?
Take
Sam,
dicks
come here.
Out,
I'll show you. Come here.
Put them together like two pieces of chalk.
Oh, I see. So you would actually physically it would
like
you
flint.
Be, you wouldn't be. I wouldn't be rubbing my dick and someone else would be rubbing his dick like together,
no,
meaning we're in the
you
same
rub
room.
Rub them together.
Like against one another.
Against
like starting a fire.
Starting a fire.
I like it.
That is the weirdest cafeteria I've ever heard of, but God bless.
I guess.
Your version of heaven is just a bunch of dudes rubbing their dicks together?
Very close to me, yes. Yeah.
That's interesting. Let's talk about that. So, is that something that...
What?
Is that something... Because that's one thing that's generally... maybe it's as things shift in terms of gender and
fluidity
mm-hmm. Is there going to come up, because it seems like for most men the idea of seeing two women together is a turn on, but for most women seeing the idea of seeing two men together is not a turn on.
Oh my
that's
gosh,
that's not true.
That is not true.
That's not
we
true.
Love dick on dick.
Is that true?
I've watched gay porn. And I believe that they're both gay, because there's gay for pay, which I feel like I feel like people who aren't gay but they make more money doing gay porn than doing straight
and
porn.
And you can tell the difference.
Just like when you watch
regular
porn, you can tell if a girl's into it or not when she's faking it and bullshitting.
No, they're always into it. What do you mean?
Yeah, sure they are. Uh-huh.
That's what it sounds like.
But I feel like if it's gay men who really enjoy it. I think that's hot.
It is
okay,
hot, yeah.
This is a separate
totally
podcast,
hot.
Sim. We have to get Retta judging fake it. Are they faking it or not? In general, porn.
I love this idea. Retta, you come back next week? Please?
I'm not here next week.
We're
going to
give Retta a series of porn clips.
And like, is she enjoying it or isn't she?
But do you feel the same way about straight porn where you, if it has to, like, it would only turn you on if you thought
if
she really is actually
yes.
enjoying it.
Yes.
Totally. Wait.
But I don't know if I've seen one lately where it seems to me like the girl,
Pornhub.
The woman is, what?
Pornhub, you'll find better stuff. Not the stuff that's, like, produced.
I couldn't love you more, Rob.
Like, the produced stuff. I feel like chances are you're going to find stuff that it's just too fake. Also, you can sometimes, if you watch, you can see, like, you're like, oh, she's enjoying it. And then the three other guys come in, you're like, shit just took a turn. And she is not having a good time. Mm. And she's just like, saying yes. You know what I mean? Like, because she's got to get
that
check.
That's actually way more terrifying. The idea that she's having a good time and then three other dudes
I mean,
come
knows.
In.
It's not like she does
that's
know.
Just terrifying.
I like to believe that she knows, you know,
that they're coming.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
Okay. Hey. Hey, Red Eye, I really want to make sweet love to you tonight. We're going to do this for a while. And then I know you're enjoying it. And
my
here,
friends are gonna
go. Here's Brad, Ryan, and Chad.
I have a question about porn for everyone in this room right now.
Oh, Sim knows nothing about porn.
Is that right?
Okay, so this happened recently to one of my good friends from college. He's been married. He's been
right.
He's been. It's not me because he's been married with kids for a while now. He has three kids. The age ranges from four to almost an infant. And a little while ago, so what happened was that he's not having as much sex with his wife anymore. What happened a little while ago was his wife walked into the bathroom and saw him jerking off to porn on his iPhone. Okay, and she was shocked, and she was a little like you
she
know
was shocked?
She was yeah. she was shocked a little like upset a little turned off maybe in the beginning, and then she asked like what are you doing? What he said, what does it look like I'm doing? And she asked, why are you doing this? And he said, well, you know what, I'll turn this off right now if we can go back in the room right now and have sex. Do you want to do that? And then she said. With the beat, she thought about it for a second and said, you know what? No, go ahead and continue. I'll close the door. And that was it. Is this, so I wanted to know, is porn, like it was
I
one of those like
was,
weird.
I thought there was going to be a funny joke at the end of this.
Yeah, but this is, I know.
No,
there's nothing
right.
funny about it. But is it something, are women, first of all, turned off by their husbands or their significant others watching porn, first of all? And then secondly, like, Is it okay? Are they forgiving? Is it okay for guys to watch porn when they're in a relationship, a committed relationship?
I think it's like the idea of you're someone that you love being attracted to another person's body is always inevitably going to make you feel insecure, but you kind of have to wrap your head around the idea that that is just going to happen, right?
Like, yeah, we're just animals, you know, at the end of the day, I think.
But it is, to me, I don't know, it's a little different because let me turn around on you guys. Would it make you feel uncomfortable if you found out that your wife or girlfriend was, you
found
know,
out. Saw,
yeah, saw, in like
walked in on
right. like.
I think guys can't handle it as well as women can.
I don't think. I mean, listen. Well, my girlfriend is sitting right there. She's sitting 5 feet
Look
away
how
from
indignant
me.
They both are. Yeah.
But I feel like if I walked in on her watching porn, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd be
not
upset
just watching about... porn, mm-hmm. enjoying uh-huh. herself mm-hmm. while watching. What would
this
be your
is
response?
Why Retta is the new doctor.
and then the response was. These are your options. Take me in the other room for sex right now.
Right.
Or leave me be.
Well, no. That's different.
Those are yeah, awesome. What an awesome scenario. Walk in and be like, oh, what are you doing?
But that's not
it.
No, that's
right
not
now.
The issue.
Yeah, all right.
The reason why she's doing it and he's in the other room is because he wasn't letting her do it. So
right.
the question is.
Yes.
What would your response be? Because obviously you didn't want to have sex or apparently she couldn't get it from you. That's why she's doing it. So
right.
What would your response be if you walked in seeing her?
I would probably feel a little like I'd feel a little insulted because I would feel like I'm not doing a good enough job as her significant other sexually. And I'd feel like it would require a serious talk.
And that's an ego thing because the woman is like, you know what? Yeah, I'm just not into it right now. So you know what? I'm going to give you that pass and go ahead and do that thing because I really don't want to have sex with you. Like,
right.
like not I, not that I, I'm not bringing it when I do. It's just I don't feel like it or I'm just not into it right now. And I think post, maybe 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, the female response would be like, absolutely not. I'd be mortified, horrified. Why would he, blah, blah, blah. I think in the post Sex and the City life where people are more honest about their how they feel about sex and how and what sex means to men, what sex means to women, what sex means in a relationship. I think they have a different they're a little more honest about their responses. And so I think if I was younger, when I was younger, I would have been like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And as a person who's been like, I'm going to need you to back the fuck off of me, I'd be like, all right, well, do what you got to do because I got to sleep tonight. So, and I'm more honest about that now as an adult than I would have been, you know.
I like that. That's good.
You know what I mean?
If I was in a situation which is a similar, I think this parallel situation for a man would be to walk into the bathroom and to find her.
Me?
No, yeah, your significant other, not master, but not
find her.
Not like, yeah, to find her.
What are you doing?
If
in
I
the
were
house?
To find you, and you were having like an emotional heart-to-heart conversation with a guy, you know, and it was like, he's fulfilling this thing that I need, and here's what you can do. You can walk in the other room right now and sit down and we can just talk about stuff, or I can keep having this conversation. In that scenario, I'd probably be like, keep having the conversation.
Honey.
But if it was sex and you were like
Donovan
masturbating, I would be like, get a stopwatch out. Watch how fast I can get my boner up. Time me.
But you're talking about the difference between emotional emotional relationship versus sexual relationship,
right.
Which to me,
and it would be the opposite for women. If I walked in on you Skyping, you know, my man Skyping with some woman and saying, I don't know how to talk to my wife, my girlfriend, and blah blah blah, and talking that shit that we should be talking about, I would be like, I'm going to need you to close your computer and we need to talk about some shit.
Right.
So, but if you're like jerking off to some random girl, you know, hopefully it's not live, but you know, some recorded thing of some girl and you need that. And I'm just not in the mood. And I'll be like, you know, do you, homie?
Yeah.
And go back to sleep.
Okay. Is there a time when you could come over and just say, I don't need you to enter the bathroom, but just knock on the bathroom door and just say, you do you, homie. To my
How
husband.
How do you feel about that?
I'm going to. That's all I'm going to do.
I'm gonna Aubrey.
Do me,
I agree with everything.
Aubrey's still on the dick on dick.
Everything.
Just.
I honestly,
crossing swords.
I feel like it really depends on the, you know, like your relationship and like what's your deal with porn and do you watch it together and like, you know, I think to me that scenario is like, I think if you're with someone for a long enough time, you get to a point where you're like, it's fine. Yeah.
Right.
Go fucking do it.
Is that because we're all tired?
No, I just think like, you know. Well,
it's just not that big of a deal.
It's like what you said. It's different if it's like a person, if it's a, you know, if, you know, but it's.
But if it's an animal, it's fine.
I don't know.
No, yeah. I know. There's no easy answers. And now I'm going to get the animal people all mad. Okay, I'm sorry, animal people. I don't mean to suggest that we should have sex with animal
people.
I love animals. I don't want to have sex with them. I don't advocate anybody having sex with animals.
Me neither.
I think it's just like when you thought, you know how people thought that once they got married, everything was going to be perfect? And now that we've had enough talk shows and enough people who get on the show and saying, marriage is hard, marriage is hard, marriage is hard. It's not as hard because you kind of expect to have the issue. You know what I mean? Like you go in knowing this might be crazy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's a lot easier to talk about it. It's a lot easier to maybe to go to therapy.
You're
but
totally
before,
right.
But back in the 60s, there was no couples therapy.
It's like getting an insurance policy. It's like the idea of like, okay, so let's think about the worst case scenario of like, anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
I totally know what you're talking about.
But the internet has really complicated things, hasn't it? I mean, come on.
Might
you believe
easier.
It?
My Born friend just told
the internet, man,
that people are so much more boring since social media. Do you guys think that's true?
Of course.
Boring in what way?
Her argument was like, people just don't have interesting conversations anymore, and I guess maybe that's what I'm. Maybe I'm like the creator of an uninteresting conversation, doing this podcast. I have no idea. But
we talked about dudes rubbing their dicks together in a cafeteria in a make-believe heaven food court. That's very interesting.
You're the best. You're the best, and you know why? Because you're a curious person, and you're interested in other people, and interested in the world and what's happening. And that's what makes people boring, is when they're not curious anymore and they just.
You know, I think they're boring because of social media, because they'll sit at a dinner table and everybody will have their phone out.
Okay, yeah. But can we go back to what Aubrey was just saying? You're beautiful, you're hot.
You're beautiful.
It's true. It's rare to be around people that I really care about, you know, something other than themselves.
And she cares about strangers also. And we should actually call a couple of strangers right now.